Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. A rather ominous anniversary today, huh?
Yes, very much so. And you know what's interesting is I was just reading, coming on here, the so-called five masterminds, we get from the elite.
Yes.
You know, they're just still hanging out there down there in Guantanamo Bay. And it's just like, it's such a farce. It's just,
Well, anyone with any common sense at all knows this was a false flag. The tires come down, no doubt. But they come down just like they were planned to, with timed devices. There's no way a plane could take it down. An aluminum plane taking down a steel building all the way to the bottom. Now, come on, people. Nobody can be that dumb.
Anyway. Well, I guess there's a lot of people out there that are that dumb.
I guess so.
And you know what? James Corbett of the Corbett Report has a great video, and he's done research on following the money of 9/11. And it truly is amazing when you do follow the path and it connects all the dots and you see all those who are involved. And, it was big. I mean, it was Wall Street. It was Silverstein. It was, it was all of them. AIG, billions and trillions of dollars. So, follow the money and it'll give you all the reasons why.
What's to say about, Kay Bono, who's going to benefit from it? Right?
Who?
In the Kay Bono, what they say, that that's a foreign, who's going to benefit?
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to benefit? If you have, you wonder who did it, who's going to benefit the most from it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, very interesting. And, if anybody watched any morning news programs, that was all there. It was just... And I found it interesting is that they're making it a special. Now, maybe I just haven't realized it previous years, but didn't it seem a little, I don't want to say overkill, but didn't it seem a little over, there's extra this time, this year?
I would think, yes, I have seen some of that, and I really wondered myself about, why this year's different. It's been 17 years, that's true, but why is it different? And I've seen a few of some of these specials, they're nothing but a bunch of lies also. I mean, these are not specials on the truth, they're specials on getting people dumbed down a little longer.
Yeah. But, I thought 17 years, and, it wasn't even, 20 years or something like that. It was 17,
big
deal? Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway, I guess that's just the way I always have to question everything. But I'm even questioning why gold's up $1.20 today, but we'll take it. We'll take it. $1.20, folks. $1,197.60. Silver didn't get as lucky. It was down 5 cents at $14.21, and these are the New York spot price after markets. Platinum was up $5 at $795, with palladium down 2 at $983. The USDX today was stronger by 0.10 at 95.23. Crude oil was up big today at 189. I think it's got a little to do with Iran and the sanctions and the inventories. That was up 189 at 69.43. And the paper markets just shrugged everything off. All is good and well in the land of Oz. We have the stock market is up today 113 points at 25,971. The NASDAQ was up 41 at 7,972. The S&P was up 10 at 2,887. 10-year yield up a little bit, 2.98%. December COMEX contract for gold, though, did show it up over 1,200, so that's kind of stabilizing there. And let's see, emotion that driving the market, it's a little between neutral and greed. The number is 58. I don't know what Bitcoin it is. I was just down 0.5%. It's still holding at that 6,000 level. So that's a big key level for Bitcoin. But I know it's nothing, but it's always kind of interesting just to see, you know, how it feels to go from 20,000 to 6,000. But they can't feel very nice. They can't feel very nice. Anyway, still a nice run if you got in at 2,000. You know, still a nice run from 2,000 to 6,000. If you did that type of gain, I hope you get out of there. Take your profit. And that's what happens, Butch. People will be making gains, but they don't take their profits. And next thing you know,
there's
got to
be a time. There's got to be a time when you tap out, you know, somewhere along the line. And I'm going to trust you to tell me if you ever get that point in gold and silver.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go be
I learned
tap out sooner or later.
I learned a whole lot in these past 20 years. And I think I know the signs now. I think I know the signs. So
you've been blindsided long enough to know what's going on now.
Yes.
There you go.
You know, I learned not to listen to people. I learned to listen to my gut. I learned to listen to the signs that are always provided, and those signs always go against mainstream. And that's even in the gold and silver market. So, I learned to look for the signs, and so hopefully... And what people don't realize is no one ever you're really lucky if you really cancel out at the peak, you know, and really buy in at the low. I mean, it's just, you know, you're lucky. I mean, there's no one on this planet. No one.
We'll never see the low. We'll never see the low it once was, ever again. Ever.
Of course not. Nope.
It just isn't going to happen. The time to buy in, we'll be back in the 70s and 80s. And maybe 90s. That'd been time about in, about all you could buy.
Yep.
Even if you'd done that and held till now, you still would have made a fortune off of it, the difference in it. So, yeah, you'll never get low again.
What happens so often is people look at things in hindsight. You know, they say, oh, well, gee, gold was and silver was 50. And they don't look to see what are the reasons that are going to propel gold and silver higher. Forget what's happened in the past. You know, we can look to some fundamentals with monetary policy. Well, I mean, we can look and see how they guided our monetary policy, the changes, the bubbles that they created, the collapses that occurred because of the bubbles that they created. You know, but there are some fundamentals that are backing gold and silver, and those are the things that you follow. Those are the things that you can look in hindsight and say, yeah, this is why these fundamentals are so strong. It's just a little bit more than just looking back and seeing what the price did. It's not all about pricing all the time. So
that's exactly right. It isn't. You know, so much stuff is happening now, and I do want to get into what's coming up the coast in North Carolina, South Carolina, and even in the year area and over the mountains into my area somewhat, pretty seriously, I believe. And this is a biggie. If the news is right and they call it right, this will be the biggest storm to hit the coast of North Carolina since 1954. Now, that's been a couple of years ago. And it's coming in right now as a Category 4, they think. Although some are saying it could strengthen to a 5 or a 6. Oh, my. If that does, that'll be...
They don't even have a 6.
Portions. No,
there
no,
isn't a
that's
6.
What I'm saying. So that's why... It's just unbelievable. So, but a Category 4 is winds about 134 miles an hour, 130, 40 miles an hour, with all the rain coming in, too. And there are nuclear plants in line with this, folks.
Yes.
There really are. What could that mean? I don't know. What did it mean in Fukushima? I mean, what did it mean over there when they hit over there? What city was that over there? I'm sorry, in Japan got hit back in 2013. What city was that? Got hit.
Well, I don't remember the city, but it was Fukushima.
You know, and it leaked.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen in North Carolina and all the long coast, but I know that South Carolina has ordered evacuation about 1.5 million people. Get out of there, move out of the way. And I've been to the coast several times, North Carolina, South Carolina. There is no place for water to run off down there. The winds are bad enough, but if it rains as high as much as 2 feet, like it's going to, the inland marshes are going to flood, houses that never flooded before are probably going to flood. And it's heading up the coast up towards where you are and up across the mountains towards me. They're calling maybe in some areas in West Virginia as much as 12 inches of rain. Now, I live on the mountain. It's not going to flood here. But it's going to flood a lot down around me, as it did back in 2016. It's not going to be nice when it does happen. But anyway, the situation just is serious, very serious. And I'm a little concerned for the folks down there, as we should be. And we should be praying for them, folks. And this is going to be not only a huge loss, and prayerfully not of lives, there's going to be a huge loss of property and a huge cost to insurance companies and everything all combined, Melody. So that's some people need to consider, too. It's terrible, the loss of life and property. But the cost is going to be financially to a lot of businesses. It's going to be astronomical. It's going to put a lot of people under, is it not?
Well, you know, we thought when we looked at Hurricane Harvey in Texas, and no one really talks about it, because people aren't covered for flood insurance, particularly inland, and how much equity do people have in their homes? You have cars that are flooded, you have homes that are flooded, you have businesses that are flooded, you have insurance companies that can't pay out. It's billions and billions of dollars. I saw an estimate today, $30 billion. If this is going to be correct, you're probably looking at, much more devastating than Harvey. And Harvey was what, $200-300 billion?
Yes.
Dollars?
Yes.
So, and I think this will be much more powerful, much more, because it's going so far inland. Harvey, the main flooding from Harvey wasn't actually from the storm. It was they had breaches in their levees. The rivers, I guess it was the inland rivers, but it wasn't quote unquote from the major impact, I believe, if I remember that story correctly, just from a year ago. Correct me if I'm wrong, Butch, but you mentioned nuclear power plants. I believe there's six of them.
Yes, there are. There are,
six
and
of.
That's the whole point. What's it going to do? I really don't know. I hope there's safeguards there that nothing can happen. But Melody's happened before. And I mean, I always hope that businesses and corporations would protect the innocent and the people. But let's face it, the bottom line is a dollar. And that's what it boils down to. So maybe we'll see things happening. If this is the worst storm since 1954 to hit the coast. A lot of things are happening are biblical proportions. And it's really sad. We're going to discuss some more in a minute about the wars that may be imminent. And I mean imminent. And I got the material here to prove what I'm saying. But, another article that that's anything to do with the weather, but it's just absolutely a shame and a disgrace. More children are dying by suicide. And researchers are asking why. I can tell them why, but they won't listen. We've taken the moral foundation out from under this nation, and in the public hellholes we call schools that teach children all manner of evil. The children give up, and they don't want to stand. They don't want to do. They're confused. But from 11-year-old down, since 2008, suicides have doubled. Melody, from 11 years old and down. Now that's a sign of a decaying society when children kill themselves. The amount has doubled in 8 years. That breaks my heart. But I do know for a fact, talking to young people, that some of them are really discouraged. They're frustrated. They don't have a home life. They don't have anything in school to look forward to. They're taught idiots, filth, and idiot material. The teachers as a whole, not all of them, but a lot of them don't care. They're there to get a paycheck. And the parents send the children off to school. A lot of them just get rid of them for the day. And this is what we're seeing. And now, 11 years old and younger, the suicide rate has doubled in the last 8 years. Melody, that is such a sad commentary in America.
It does. It brings a tear to my eye. It does.
And I don't know what I can say to make people appreciate the gravity of this. I don't know. I don't know that I can. It's unthinkable. Unthinkable.
And this is a part that shouldn't be ignored. And it's all part that it's not being addressed. And it doesn't matter how great we're told things are in making America great again. We can't do it without God. And it's really
no,
that simple.
We can't unless people repent. There's no hope. And if you read Romans chapter 1, I'm sure you have, you'll find there are three places there he said, I gave them over. Three places, three instances. And the last one, Melody, the last disease, if you want to call it that, before nations are totally taken down, is sexual perversion, homosexuality, bestiality, pedophilia, the last sin. And God said, when they did that, he gave them over to reprobate minds. There's no hope. And every nation, I've studied this, I know what I'm talking about, every nation, including Israel, and Rome, and Greece, and all the greatest nations that ever existed, the empires, I guess you could say, when they turned over to sexual immorality, the nations crumbled because the moral basis was destroyed. There was nothing left to build on. And that's America today. Like your lump, but that's the way it is.
And you know what? You have Hollywood. I mean, everybody knows the culprits. It's just plain evil. You've got Hollywood. This is what happens when you have the political correctness, equality, you know, and, you know, everybody trying to fit in, being the same. You know,
It's a destruction of creation. Yeah. I did a whole series one time, 8 hours long, entitled Creation Out of Order. I went from the man to the woman to the children to the church to the government. Went through it all, piece by piece out of the Bible. Creation out of order. And we are so far out of order today that the men in this nation today, males, I should say, walk this nation today, have no idea what it means to be a man. We have been effeminized, and I'm talking about me too. Maybe not nearly as bad as others, but nonetheless effeminized. Because we bought into the idea that men and women are equal in everything. And that's just not true. Thank God we're not.
It's not true.
You know, it isn't true. And we bought into the idea we men have feminine sides. God forbid. And I don't want to see Marcia's masculine side. I like her just the way she is. So this is insane. Body into it. And now our children are paying for it by committing suicide. You get me start preaching to me, and I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
No,
makes me angry.
Yeah. When you see children at this age committing suicide, and I believe they found an 11-year-old hanging?
Yes, behind outside the school. Yes.
Outside the school.
Outside the prison camp where the guards are, you know? Mm. I mean, seriously, yeah. That's what it is. It's a prison camp. Armed guards. Watching the school. Lockdowns. I mean, what's next? Barbed wire fences?
But yet we have the greatest economy around, right? And that's all
Absolutely. That
seems to be important. Wall Street is making records. It's just, it is truly a sad and a sign. And
we haven't even got started yet, and we're getting this stuff ready. This is really deep, folks. This is deep. Believe me, the economy is going to come to a crashing halt. Everything else is, and it is too.
And we're also coming to a break, and we'll be returning right after these few short messages. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We'll be right back.
We will find you acting on your best
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website, dgscoins.com. Please make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter, and you'll get notices, a newsletter once a week, and you'll get the truth. When we think something's important, we'll get it sent out to you. And it's a good way to keep connected with you. And if you don't have a computer, you can call us anytime, any day. And, well, I don't know about any time, but any day.
2 o'clock in the morning, Melly, answer the phone.
I get calls at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I love all your calls. And I had an interesting call last night from a gentleman yesterday, Butch. We were talking about the dairy farmers up there in Wisconsin and how we saw how they're hurting so bad and how the contract with Canada with these tariffs and so forth have affected some of these dairy farmers. You had Walmart who moved up into the area, and I'm recapping everything in case someone wasn't listening. Of course, you weren't here yesterday. And he called and said that a friend of his is a dairy farmer, and he says that his contract, Canada canceled their contract with him. And he says, you know, he's milking his cows because you have to, and he's just throwing the milk away.
Oh, my. Wow.
And, I mean, it's just not him. It's farmers across this country, you know, that have been put under so much pressure because they certainly don't get the big bucks. It's the middleman who probably gets the most money.
Guarantee you.
Yep. And so it's there's a lot of pockets of this country. The big cities are doing well. You know, but a lot
according to the information, the economy's booming, but the farmers are going broke.
Farmers are going broke.
And if farmers can't produce, we don't eat.
Nope. And I don't want to eat product that's imported.
I don't either, especially from Mexico and places like that. You know, definitely not. You know, the economy, you're talking about, we say it's improving. You know, it's supposed to be going up and up and up. But in New York City, they said that it's being transformed into a retail wasteland. And this is New York City. This article is quite telling. It says, the New York Times recently set out panoramic camera in hand to capture the retail wasteland in New York City and more warning signs about the U.S. economy. Now, I thought that thing was booming, people. When you walk in the streets, you see vacancies on every block in all five boroughs, rich or poor areas. Even on Madison Avenue, we used to have to fight to get space, said Faith Hope Consolo, head of the retail leasing for Douglas Elliam Real Estate, who said the increase in storefront vacancies in New York City has created the most challenging retail landscape in my 25 years in real estate. Consolo said a recent survey conducted by the firm found that approximately 20% of all retail space in Manhattan is currently vacant, compared to 7% in 2016. Wow. But it's booming. I guess in some areas it may be. But it's not New York City in the retail stores, Melody. How many big-name stores that have been in business for 50, 60, 80 years went out in the last couple of years?
Well, quite a few, and you know, they say all the time that they blame the online sellers, the Amazons of the world. And it's like, well, you know, maybe it's a little deeper than just the Amazon. You know, maybe there's other problems that's behind the scenes that, you know, is making these retailers close their and shutter their doors.
Well, obviously, no matter what the reason is, people that work for them are not working now. At least not doing the same thing.
No.
And, you know, we've been reading about nations all over the world, like Venezuela. And this story, again, about Venezuela is really a sad state of affairs. A lady in Venezuela, her name was Viviana Vargas, was worried about her son, Matthias, was born April last year. The 30-year-old Venezuelan mother wasn't able to breastfeed him sufficiently due to stress and other problems, so the 6-pound baby was on the verge of malnutrition. She and her husband began work to look for infant formula, which is pricey and scarce in Venezuela. They found that a 14-ounce can of powdered formula, good for a week at most, will cost about twice, now listen to this, twice the monthly minimum wage. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
6 million bolivars, or $3 in foreign currency. So they went down next to a Colombian town next to the Venezuelan border and found some formula. But now she's having to find other mothers who are willing to help her by giving them their breast milk, the excess breast milk. Now, I know that's in Venezuela, and that's way below us, and we aren't doing that, and whatever. But this mother with this young child, it's real. And when we ignore it, we ignore it at our own peril, because one day, if we continue down this path of socialism, and we are, we're going to go into an abyss just as bad as this, Melody. Can you imagine the time comes when you have to watch your child go hungry?
No, but that's what's going to take for people to make a difference, for people to stand up, and for people to truly want to change. And, you know, I was just reading earlier, you know who comedian Jim Carrey is?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan of his. I think he's disgusting.
I do,
but
too.
But he was on... On Friday, he was on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, and he says the Democrats need to stop running from Republican attacks and say yes to socialism. We have to say yes to socialism, to the word and everything. We have to stop apologizing. And it's just like he says.
What a jerk.
No, it's just like, and he just keeps on. He says, Medicare for all, ending student debt, a different approach to the war on terror, ending mass incarceration. It seems like if there is maybe a shining spot in this Trump's tragedy, it's that it's made the Democrats sort of rediscover who they are. Yeah, socialists, communists. That's who they really are.
The only thing worse than an idiot is an arrogant idiot.
A wealthy, arrogant idiot.
Exactly. Unbelievable. But this again is another sign of the destruction of our nation. It truly is, and that's why children are committing suicide, folks. They have nothing to look forward to. That's so unspeakable. Let me say.
It truly is. And, people and those who cry to socialism the loudest are the ones who have the most money. It's like,
absolutely.
Why don't they just give your money away? Because that's what socialism is.
Give away your millions to feed somebody. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And another nation in danger, of course, is Brazil. I'm sure you've already seen that, too. The Brazil citizens are so frustrated and aggravated, they're not even going to vote again. And I understand the apathy of that, because what's the use? Nothing ever changes. But they have a candidate down there named, I know I'm pronouncing it wrong, Jair Bolsonaro, who was attacked, as you know, knifed, almost killed.
Yes, almost killed.
He's a former paratrooper who wants to arm the good citizens of Brazil. See, in Brazil, you can't own guns. So the thieves and gangs are overrunning the city, and this guy wants to say, hey, we have to arm the good people, stop the bad people. And the people are so frustrated, they don't know what to do, because they know that so far, no matter what they've said, and gotten office to change their mind, kind of like what we have in America today. You remember when Trump ran for office, he was going to get tough on Saudi Arabia? Remember that? He's running for office?
Yeah. Yep.
Guess what? He's cutting up to him right now. Buying more oil from them than they have for years. So anyway, Brazil is in turmoil. And that's no joke. They're in turmoil. So it isn't just, we hear about Brazil, then we hear about Iran, we hear about Venezuela, we hear about Turkey, we hear about Italy, all of them are right now in financial straits and on dangerous ground. And the Bible talks about it in Matthew 24 and other places. about the last days of these things happening, especially with, you know, with earthquakes in diverse places, and I'm sure different storms, but also about wars and rumors of wars. And I guess you probably saw this already, that the Russian Sputnik News, mm-hmm. and I do trust Sputnik more than I trust ABC, has said that terrorists are right now getting ready to stage a false chemical attack so America will enter back into the battle and bomb Assad. Now, this is no lie. Russian state media channels in a near simultaneous blitz of information have issued breaking alerts this morning that anti-Assad insurgents in Idlib have begun filming fake footage of chemical attacks based on Russian Ministry of Defense statements. The Russian Centers for Syrian Reconciliation says the fake footage of chemical attacks is expected to be delivered to various TV stations and Western journals before the end of the day Tuesday. That's today. We'll see. According to information received from inhabitants of Idlib province, militants are now filming a staged provocation in the city of Jaral Shagar, where the chemical weapons are depicted as being used by the Syrian army against civilians. The film crews of several Middle Eastern TV channels arrived in Jaral Shagar in the morning, as well as the regional affiliate of one of the main American television news networks, the Reconciliation Center said. Now, Melody, if they stage this attack, we are absolutely idiot enough to go over there and think that this really happened. You got to take a side out. Were that stupid? And to prove it, U.S., France, and U.K. in direct talks over possible Syria strikes.
Yeah.
That has to be, in the history of propaganda in the 21st century, is one of the most outrageous claims that I can think of, John Bolton stated in response to Moscow's charge. Anti-Assad insurgents in Idlib are preparing a chemical false flag in order to hasten a U.S. attack on Damascus, according to a new Wall Street Journal report. Damascus is mentioned in prophecy in the book of Isaiah,
yep.
that
Gotta
when it's
destroyed.
Attacked, it's one of the last stages. Along with the United States and France, we have been clear that we will respond swiftly and appropriately if the Assad regime repeats its appalling use of chemical weapons, he vowed, echoing statements that the National Security Advisor began making weeks ago during a trip to Jerusalem. The WSJ had received the White House, has revealed the White House is now in direct talks with the UK and France over plans for a possible third round of coordinated strikes on Syria should the Syrian army use chemical weapons during the Idlib assault. Now, Melly, this is getting very, very close.
It really is. And, you know, I heard someone talking about this just the other day, and it was, and I think they were talking to, I'm not sure if it was Bolton or not, if he was the one that was being interviewed. And they said, well, okay, so you're telling Syria that if they use chemical weapons in Idlib, that you're going to go in there and, you know, intervene and take out Assad. So if they don't use chemical weapons, they can just go in there and kill, you know, just the same number of people that the chemical weapons would kill with the fighting, and that doesn't bother you, you know? And it's just, you know, it's just, so it's not a matter of life that they're so concerned about, which, you know, it's all about the usage of chemical weapons. And it's because I would assume that we have so many troops in there that we probably don't know about or something. I mean, a life is a life, isn't it? I mean, you know, whether you shoot somebody or disperse gas. There was no answer. The answer was, if they go in there and using chemical attacks, we will if they do a chemical attack, we will, you know, he didn't use intervene, but, you know, we are against that. I think it was with the vice president. That's who it was.
Bolton is a war whore. You know that.
Yeah.
And Trump's son-in-law is a Zionist Jew who wants the Middle East taken down so they can mm-hmm. control it. Now, people like what I say. I really don't care. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So they want us to go to war. And we put our embassy in Jerusalem. People took that as being some kind of great victory. No, it's just fulfilling prophecy. That's all it's doing. But when I read the prophecy of Damascus, I never really thought about America being the one to destroy her. But it looks like it can happen. You know, I really never thought about that. And the nation does that, God help them, because that is going to be a huge judgment upon that land. That's all I can say. And on top of all this war news, China joins Russia in massive war games in sign of growing military ties. Now, this ought to concern everybody. More details have emerged revealing just how extensive the joint China week-long Vostok war games will be set to kick off Tuesday, with another thing happening today, which is involving a combined total of 300,000 troops, 36,000 military vehicles, 1,000 aircraft, 2 Russian naval fleets, wow, and all airborne units, along with a contingent from China, a clear sign to the West of just how close military ties between the two nations have become. The two powers are cooperating in the military games, said to be the largest such exercise since 1981 under the Soviet Union. During Vostok, China is to deploy an unprecedented number of its People's Liberation Army troops and equipment, which also constitutes the first time a country not from the former Soviet Union bloc has conducted joint games with Moscow and Russian soil. According to the South China Morning Post, China has sent about 3,200 PLA elite forces troops, along with 30 fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters, to deploy during the exercises. A new Financial Times report describes that the joint deployment will include hundreds of Russians and Chinese tanks, attack helicopters, fighter jets, and thousands of soldiers in a show of strength and friendship between Asia's two largest military powers. Prophecy being fulfilled again right here. And people better pay attention. If you don't believe in the Bible, you haven't read the Bible. Prophecy being fulfilled right now. Now, Melanie, this is serious. China and Russia are, we'll say, at the least major powers that could really hurt this nation a lot, couldn't they?
Well, isn't there, a 300 million, 200 million army at the end?
Yeah, 200 million people. 200 million? Yes.
Well, the only two that would have it would be China and Russia. In order to combine the armies.
If we go into Syria and Russia decides to join in the battle, that could be nasty. And if we go into Iran, we're probably going to get our butts kicked. We're going to get our hat handed to us as you back out the door. Now, I'm just telling like the way I see it, and I don't, you know, I've been wrong many, many times, but I do read prophecy. America, end time, Babylon is going to pay for her atrocities worldwide. And I read the Bible enough to know what it says, and again, no empire has ever ended well, ever, in all of history. Why do we think we're any different?
You know, the one thing I wanted to say, what's interesting about this is the relationship that's growing among some of these countries. You have Russia and you have China. You have Iran and North Korea. They're building they're knitting. And they can go face-to-face with one another, too. I mean, something could happen in the near future and, you know, next thing you know, because, you know, they're all communists, you know. And it's just like, it's not going to end well, ladies and gentlemen. And go ahead.
With all this saber rattling, shouldn't we see some effect on the market?
You should. You know, they often say because of the computer trading, the algorithms, you know, has taken all emotion out of trading. And that's why in the end you're going to see big flash crashes. But we'll talk about that a little bit when we get back. We're heading into a break. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. And heading into the break, Pastor, you talked about why the stock markets just keep going higher and higher. And it's all because it's just, it's all rigged. It's really as simple as all that.
It is. It really is.
You know, you've got these big investment firms that, that just control everything. You have Wall Street. They all work together. You have, these huge hedge funds, that travel the world, and they go into the areas, where they can make the most money. And, things don't have to change a whole lot, just a couple cents, and they make billions of dollars. So it's, they're just humans, and you got these computers, and eventually, I don't know when, but something from that left field always happens. Something always collapses. And I don't think we're that far away. It could be this hurricane. Someone told me a long time ago when I first got into this business in the early 90s, a person we used to do radio shows with, I can't remember his name, and he was the first person we did shows with, and he said that he always thought that it would be a natural catastrophic event that brought the system down.
That's very possible. Of course, man does control the weather. You know that also.
Yes, I do.
So they can guide storms anywhere they want them. So don't be surprised that this isn't one of them. At all, don't be surprised. And by the way, in case you folks are wondering why she was giggling come back on the air, it's because she's kind of upset that I'm teaching her how to talk like a hillbilly. But anyway, another article here about money. Now, this, I knew this was happening, but I didn't realize it's taking hold so big cross-country. America moves closer to being a cashless society, which, again, is prophecy. If you want to buy a beer at Flatstick Pub in Seattle, don't whip out a $10 bill. You'll walk away thirsty. Flatstick, a new mini chain in the Pacific Northwest, and it's a chain of stores here, doesn't take cash. Neither does Bluestone Lane, a coffee chain with location in New York, Philly, and D.C. Patrons here have to pay with plastic or an app called Level Up. Want to grab a sweet green salad for lunch with cash? No can do at many locations. Cashless commerce is popping up around the country, particularly in restaurants catering to a younger crowd, which is likely to leave home without any greenbacks or even a wallet. Instead, choose to live life with a smartphone and a few credit or debit cards attached. Businesses who go on cashless rave about the results. Flatstick owner Sam Largent told me plastic only reduces error rates during times of complex accounting, such as calculating tips when shifts change. Cash sure seems to be on the ropes. The dollar value of cash transactions sank 7% from 2010 to 2015, according to the Nielsen report, while credit card debit card payments rose 50%. Meanwhile, ATMs, which had their 50th birthday last year, are disappearing around the block and around the world, signaling the decline of the cash run. Melanie, what do you think about that?
Well, these ATMs, these tellers, these branches are closing down. Why? Because it's technology. They don't need humans anymore to work. So what do they have to do? They have to change the consumer's the way he does business. They control you. You know, they're going to tell you how you're going to do business in the future. You don't have a choice. You don't have no direction, and it's all about their bottom line. I mean, even Amazon, they've been opening stores. They've tested it on employees where you can go into a grocery store, pick up what you need, and just walk out.
Walk out. Don't have to even check out. You just walk through the device, and you're done.
And you're done. And it's all up there in the Northwest. Like, what's going on in Seattle? What is it with you folks up there, you know? And I know people in Seattle listen to this program because we broadcast up in that area. But and I guess Amazon's going to open one. I just saw it in the headlines today, I think, New York.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's all for convenience. People love, people are so busy with their lives. Anything that they can just walk in and walk out, they're ready to accept and embrace. So what's the next step?
That is, I understand, that convenience is exactly what's going to sell the people on the final mark of the beast, convenience.
Yep.
And people who won't do it, of course, the Bible tells you, are going to either be killed because you can't buy and sell without it. And no, there's no such thing as a definite sign of which one's a mark. It could be a chip in the right hand, it certainly could be. But there's three different ways in the Bible you can take that mark. But the absolute explanation of how you know what it is when you can't buy or sell without it. And we're almost there with an ID, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
So, folks,
absolutely.
Pay attention. This is real. This is for real. And it's coming down in our lifetime. Our lifetime. Now, move on to another story I think you might want to hear. 2 years after the people of Switzerland overwhelmingly voted against establishing an unconditional universal basic income, i.e. free money for every man, woman, and child in the country of roughly 8 million, one village has decided to go ahead with the experiment. Per Bloomberg, the village of Renu, which is situated on the banks of the Rhine River, roughly an hour's train ride from Zurich, is planning to hand out $2,750 a month to every inhabitant. But for the program to move forward, more than half the village residents had to say yes. A village in Switzerland has decided to go ahead with the experiment on basic income with a payout, I just told you, $2,570. More than 50, at least half 1,300 inhabitants needed to say yes, and the count stood at 692.
That half is the ones that pay for it.
Exactly. Yeah, and according to the most recent count they have, according to the initiative's website, however, these figures still need to be checked against the village record or voting records. Nearly 700 Rhineau residents out of village population of 1,300 signed up for the plan, which is organized by filmmaker Rebecca Panium. Panium ultimately hopes to make a documentary about the experiment, a film that we imagine will be among the most expensive documents ever produced. To be sure, the Renu plan will differ in market from other UBI experiments, and that earnings and government benefits will be deducted from individual payments, which should make the project exponentially easier to finance. Like other UBI experiments, including one that began this year in Stockton, California, the money for the initiative must come from private sources. No kidding. You mean government can't do it? Why can't government do it? Why can't they just give you money out of thin air? Because they don't produce anything, darling. You're the one's going to be suckered into paying for it. And in this town in Switzerland and in the city of Stockton, California, the poor, poor taxpayers and businesses are going to be sucked into paying this. Melanie, that's what it's saying. That's what it's doing. Now, that is absolutely the last, in my mind, as far as I can see, the last vestige of socialism that could take place. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And when you talk about, we were just talking about, the chips and not being able to buy and sell. Well, if you have a universal basic income, I mean, they've got you coming and going.
They do.
You know, that's a way that they're going to control your money. And in order for you to get the free money, they're going to have to control you somehow. You know, they don't have people working anymore. It's all computers. It's all technology. It's all robots. So they'll have to make it convenient. Yep.
If you can't get paid, you can't buy anything, can you?
Yep.
Welcome to the New World Order. And the southern border has been leaking Mexicans for years. Years and years and years. But it's not just Mexicans. You probably saw this. But they arrested 622 Bangladeshians this year crossing the border illegally in Mexico. Now, that's a long haul from Bangladesh to the southern border, is it not?
Yes.
So 622 of them have been arrested crossing the border. What other nationalities are coming across the border that we don't know about? Think about that. Could it be terrorist groups coming across from maybe Muslim countries? Is that possible? Of course it's possible. Unless we plug that hole, Melody, how are we going to stop it?
You tell me.
I'm waiting for you to tell me. I don't know. I don't like the idea of a wall. I really don't, because walls keep in as well as keep out. But if we don't plug the hole, how long can this we hold up, especially if you're being infiltrated by illegals that want to do us harm?
You know,
and
that's
to think we're not as naive.
You know, it's business as usual. In one ear, we're hearing how the immigration has decreased by a large percentage, and then in the other ear, we're being told that, you know, they're coming over from various places and so forth, and that there's still an issue, and we need to do everything to cut it back. Well, you know what? Perhaps we just need to enforce the laws that we have, tweak a few, and see what happens. And I agree with you. I don't think we need a wall. I mean, that was just a political chant.
Sure.
I get that. The idea behind the wall is what was important, that we do stop the influx of all these illegal immigrants and get them out of here. You know, and that's the hardest part. I don't understand why so many of these people don't understand what illegal is. Get them out. They're illegal. If you don't leave, then you go to jail because you broke the law. It's that simple.
And if you want to work here while you're in jail, we'll put you work on highways and bridges.
Sure.
We'll
absolutely.
Give you work.
We'll give you work.
Yeah,
we'll give you we'll give you a trade. We'll teach you a trade. But it's just the system is too big. The government is too corrupt in order to really fix the things that need to be fixed. What we need is a reset. It's not just of our monetary policy, it's a reset of our government. That's the only way the system is going to be drained. And I believe, and of course this country has to repent first, but I mean, that with that being said, as we did in the beginning of the program,
the people the people are too apathetic and ignorant. They really are. We're too apathetic and ignorant. Ignorance is a breeding ground of all kinds of trouble. You know that.
Yes.
And you being the globe. Go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I just wanted to read this headline real quick because we're running out
sure.
of time. And then you can continue. But I thought this was important. This came out, and maybe this is why it was such a big day in New York. The U.S. budget deficit widens to fifth highest ever. The U.S. budget deficit in August was $211 billion, nearly double the gap during the year-ago month. And this was released by the CBO. So that's your great economy, a budget
and
deficit.
And the Republicans are going to make the tax cuts permanent, they said.
They're not going to make them permanent. That's just for the election. That's just for the November election. I mean, if they do, how can they do it with numbers like this? They just can't.
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know.
Because they have to get the revenue from somewhere. So.
And I don't know. But, you know, it's apparently the whole world's, like I said, on shaky ground. It said global stocks futures slide as China shatters trade calm. Now, I know you're the expert here, and I want to know, what does it mean, global stocks futures slide as China shatters trade calm? Are these markets in other countries doing poorly now because of the trade war?
Well, you know what? The emerging markets were going down. Their currencies were dropping because of discussions of these trade agreements and the problems these countries are having, and people were going to the U.S. dollar, you know, as a safe haven. You know, they always go to the safe haven, which is the U.S. dollar first. But did I answer
one
your
more
question?
Piece. Close enough. I mean, it's, you know, you've been trained at this. I'm still a novice at this, but that's a big topic. And one more thing I'm going to cover, because this will be something everybody's going to want to get, especially the millennials. The military now has tooth mics for invisible hands-free radio calls. How you like them apples? Then isn't that? Isn't that
what do they have?
Tooth mics.
Tooth mics.
Yep. Wow. For invisible hands-free radio calls. The future of battlefield communications is resting comfortably near your back gums. Next time you pass someone on the street who appears to be talking to themselves, they may be literally have voices inside their head and be a highly trained soldier on a dangerous mission. The Pentagon has inked a roughly $10 million contract with a California company to provide such secure communication gear that essentially is invisible. Dubbed the molar mic, it's a small device that clips to your back teeth. The device is both microphone and speaker, allowing the wearer to transmit without any conspicuous external microphone and receive with no visible headset or earpiece. Incoming sound is transmitted through the wearer's bone matter in the jaw and skull to the auditory nerves. Outgoing sound is sent to a radio transmitter on the neck and sent to another radio unit that can be concealed on the operator. From there, the signal can be sent anywhere. Now, there's convenience.
Yes, there is. And you know what? After a few of those are swallowed, they'll say, well, you know what? We can implant this in your tooth.
But you know, how many people can walk around every day with Bluetooth earphones in their ears talking?
Yep.
And
I
now,
don't.
You know, I don't either. I won't have one. But you don't need it now. Well, just plant one in the back of your mouth. I mean, it's a device they just put in the back of your mouth, and you talk with it, you listen with it. You don't need it.
It's removable, though,
anymore.
Right? It just clips
According to the picture, it is. Although I don't know exactly how it's going to work yet. There wasn't enough details in the article to say how it works exactly. But it's called a tooth mic. So get ready, Mel. You probably want one of those next year for your birthday.
Yeah, we won't have to use the computers, right? We'll just might be able
exactly.
to talk about that. Yeah.
Well, I hope I see you Thursday. Hope you're not blown away.
Oh, me too. I have faith and lots of prayers, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here tomorrow, so give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And Pastor Butch, we need to support you. Why don't you give out your phone number too, please?
800-777-4403. Something will happen soon. We'll be off there at the end of the month.
Hope that doesn't happen, but we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.